lights up on the hill. Although he couldn't explain them, he knew them to be real. Of course, nobody believed him while he stuck to his story. Got fired from the force, extradited from society. But every other Tuesday night, they still talk of his legacy in the Golden Lion at the Todmorden UFO Society. Holly's got her own take. She knows them to be fairies. She runs the folklore museum in town above the bakery, a treasure trove of tales, talking of a distant past before they killed off all the witches, exorcised all of the ghosts. I've been there on my travels, I broke some bread, and with a woven willow cross I played a little gig. As promised, the bright stones were worth the climb. And when the heavens opened, I took it for a sign. This country's full of boozers, and I've seen my fair share. Something about this valley, though, there's magic in the air. You can see it in the scenery, in the faces, in the stones. Feel it in the public house that makes you feel at home. Somewhere the magic still lives on. At the Golden Lion at Todmorden. Aliens and fairies are a hard pill to swallow. The local poets are a